We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look, Rico has said it best. There are two approaches. It is to the college fan at large, and then it is to the Michigan State fan. Because Michigan, there's nothing we can say. I mean, it's beating a dead horse. For the State fans, what joy do you take out of this? I mean, if you're an old head like me and Rico, you view Michigan State as one of the elite programs in the country, one of the programs that on a year-in, year-out basis should be a threat to make a Final Four, should be a consistent winner of their conference. And while they're not Duke or, you know, hell, UConn may go back-to-back, the point is they're way better than this. This has been a season of frustration, of disappointment. I mean, this is where in the summer you heard this could be Tom's best team, and it's been a dumpster fire. And for the sensitive Spartan fans, please do not call up and go, it could be worse. You could be Oklahoma. I don't compare myself to Oklahoma hoops. I don't compare myself to Syracuse. Being a 9 seed at Michigan State and being 19-14, and your best win on the year was like Baylor in December, or maybe Indiana State. I'm sorry, that's a bad year. So, Rico, you offered a solution, which is the following. You have to lower your standards, and you have to accept the mediocrity in order to just view it as, hey, we're playing Thursday, let's have fun, right, and orange slices and things.
You have to accept this team for exactly what it is. It's a 50-50 team, meaning any game they go out there, they could win, they could lose. They're never going to be favored, and they're never going to be the complete underdog. So, until they win this game and play Carolina. But, accept them for who they are. You got to lower the bar. Yes, I know. MSU has standards. Standards aren't being met this year. Standards haven't been met in the last 4 years. So, if you're expecting, you know, Cassius Winston and Xavier Tillman to come walking through the door, to paraphrase your boy, that's not going to happen.
Oh, Patino?
Yeah. It's not going to happen. This is it. This is the team that you have for this year. Are they frustrating? Yes. Can they surprise you? Yes. Just take it for what it is. It's basketball. It's college. Watch them. If they win, great. If they don't, all right. You didn't think they were going to win the whole thing anyway. Yes, I know. You're lowering the bar, but that's the only way you can enjoy this team. I realized that back in January. This team is not as good as I thought it was going to be. And with this tournament, you just got to sit back. You got to watch and see what happens. Because in the tournament, upsets happen. But that's where you are if you're a State fan. You're now on the, well, let's just hope we can upset a few people and make a little noise. It used to be about Final Four. Now it's about making a little noise.
So for the State fans specifically, what enjoyment level are you getting out of this? For me, it's zero. You know, it's funny, as I was doing the podcast with Cookies last night, and he's like, you getting nervous? Three regions are done? I go, no, I'm getting excited.
You guys did it live?
Yeah. Ooh. I hope they don't make it. I don't want to watch this team play basketball for money anymore. I don't enjoy it. Like, you asked me earlier in the show, Mike, what if they did the unthinkable? I almost think as a fan, I'd resent them. I'd be like, how could you do this to me? You put me through 6 months of hell only to now turn into some form of transformer.
All right, but just think, if they did the unthinkable, they made the Final Four, the 6 months of hell would then be rewarded with, okay, Now I see what you were doing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
you were pulling the rope-a-dope on us.
And that would make me twice as mad. But I'd like to know from the people.
You couldn't just let it go and say, you know what? We took a very weird way to get here, but here we are.
I believe the word you're looking for is circuitous.
Okay.
Look, the point I'm making, I can't. I would be, I'm like spiteful about it. I'm so angry at this program and I'm so angry at this team. It would almost irk me. I want to know where Spartan fans are at with it. Look, it's fourth year in a row where this hasn't been a good. Don't sell me that a 9 seed is good. Please, if your comp is Vanderbilt basketball, just leave me alone.
No, once you leave the 4-5 seed area, now you're just in tournament filler is what I like to call it.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Now, that's for the state fans in specific. For basketball fans or fans of the tournament at large, here's a different question.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The event is going to have $7.6 billion wagered on it through U.S. sports books. That is double the amount the Super Bowl generates. Yes, one is a month long, the other's a game, but the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. My question is, how has your relationship with the tournament changed? I mean, we see the changes everywhere. Brackets are dead in favor of sports betting. Players, NIL, some of the best players never go to college anymore. They go to the G League. It's harder to know the names. I mean, yes, you have a Hunter Dickinson at Kansas or Armando Bacot. Like, there are certain players, but I'm pretty sure Dalton Connect could deliver a pizza to your house. You wouldn't know who he is. The event is different. It feels different. Now it's like the upsets and the chaos. I mean, hell, Rico by the numbers. I mean, some of those stats are jarring. I just wonder if the event feels the same as it used to. Has it lost a little bit of the romance to it in favor of you really only care about the games you're betting? That it's not the magic of the tourney. That if you, like right now, think fast. Can you name what teams are in what regions? Do you even know who the one seeds are? No. No, you do because you're a nerd. In a beautiful way, you are a nerd. And that's, you should be. I mean, if you're sitting in that chair and don't know, well, you shouldn't have a job. I'll leave that one alone. 248-539-9797. You're good. I would like to hear from the people on it. Nope, you can't throw a flag for something I didn't say. What are you, the thought police? How dare you? David, if you'd be so kind. Again, for Spartan fans, are you capable of lowering your standards and just enjoying the moment? I'm not. That doesn't make me right, but I'm not going to get on the air and lie to you. I can't. I'm disgusted by this team.
Right. And see, I can just try to enjoy the moment just like I did because you were like, why do you go to the games? It's fun to watch. what else are you going to do? It's just,
no. You show up like the Great Gatsby. The hell out of here with the whole it's fun to watch. You're there to hobnob.
Oh, man, I'm just there to watch the game.
Please. David, what are your thoughts on any or all of what we've just discussed?
And for the record, David, more people ask me about Mike when I'm at the game, just so you know.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible to lower the bar with any team that you are a fan of. I don't think you can just change and say, oh, well, my team's now in the playoffs. Let me go ahead and just hope for the best or lower the expectation. They're supposed to lose. No, I'm sorry. I can never do that with the team. Never do. I expect championships. That's what I want. Michigan State isn't good, so I think it's okay for Michigan State fans to say, I'm out. I can't do this. I'm done. Don't lower the bar.
So you just wouldn't watch it?
No.
And that's fair.
Or spite watch.
I'm just saying that's fair. But I'm just saying at this point, here's the thing about spite watching, because as we've all seen, weird things happen.
Very true.
So now when you're spite watching, when do you just turn over and say, you know what? Okay, let me stop spite watching and let me just like really
when
watch.
When do you flip the switch?
Right.
I think the problem for me is, look, the team MSU drew, that's one of the five worst watchable games in this tournament. Mississippi State and Michigan State is going to be a rock fight. Mississippi State turns it over. They don't shoot the three. Michigan State, they have no post. They have no ability to do anything but shoot jumpers. Mississippi State's top five in America taking away the three. It's like, what am I watching?
The only thing that can make this game worth something, as you said, they turn the ball over a lot. The one thing that MSU likes to do is when they force the turnover, the transition game, when the next thing you know, it's a layup, it's a dunk, it's a wide open three. If they could do that, yes. But, Mike, looking at this, and I'm still new into this. I'm going to do a little more research, but this does look like a first 1-250 game.
Yeah, which
that's not saying a lot.
No, that's
so
gross.
I agree with you.
That is gross.
Because normally you want to say, well, first to 65, maybe first to – this is a first 1-50, probably wins the game. This think the old school MSU – Wisconsin type of games.
Oh, 21-19 at the half.
Where they're not fun to watch.
Look, the good part for people in the crowd in Vegas Thursday, they'll all be hammered. You and I will be stone cold sober and about to do a radio show. At least Mike, they can drink it away.
If you want to be hammered, you can go ahead.
No, I'm all set. I'm good. I would love to know where it went. And again, college at large and state fans, you got a pathway. I am not asking you to care about Michigan State. I'm saying the tournament. It does feel different. And guys, we talked about this Friday. If you love March Madness, savor the flavor because this could be, and it's not a threat, it's seemingly headed towards this could be the last tournament that looks like this. Yeah. By this time next year, you could see the tournament split away from the NCAA. These goofballs want so desperately to sign a better deal than what Emmert signed and change everything.
Yeah, short-term thinking.
It could freeze the little guy right out of it. It's not good.
David, I do want to ask you a question, too, because your team is not in it. You're going through the transition. Where's your level of excitement with the NCAA tournament? Let me know about it next.
No, no, and I'll tell you during the break where his excitement's going to be at. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I've seen his routine in Vegas before.
Oh.
Was it VCU?
Booth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.